Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are broadcasting on our final day here at WAF. Mike Hsu here in the studio. We literally have 12 hours left of this magnificent bastard that we have called home for, well, 29 years for me, 21 years for you, but it's been in existence for 50 years. And all day today, the hotline is just going to be ringing off the hook with people. We talked to Glenn Schuck, a former DJ from WAF. We talked to Mark Raz, a former DJ from WAF. We're going to have a lot of guests, and there's a lot of bands that want to call and pay tribute to their time at WAF. And one of my favorite human beings on the planet is on the hotline right now, LeJon Witherspoon from Seven Dust. Yeah. LJ!
What is going on around here, y'all?
What is going on? Where are you right now? What are you doing?
I am driving with my beautiful wife and my son, Kingston. Can you say hello, Kingston?
Hi!
Hey.
And we're going to where we get our Fit Meals Evolve. And on Fridays, they give you dollar shots. And it's going to be our first time going, so I'm going to juice up on some good energy shots and make myself feel good.
Well, look at how different your life is, LeJon, than when we met more than 20 years ago. You're in the car with your beautiful family on your way to get energy shots. And, well, 20 years ago, that would not have been the case.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Probably wouldn't have been up by now. But no. You know, I never really burnt it down that bad. But, no, you know, life is definitely different these days. But, you know, what I can't believe is how incredible a difference that you made in not only my life, but everyone around that came through and met you guys. And you guys have been a staple in the music industry since day one, as long as I remember. And I want to thank you for all the support that you've given us over the years. And I can still imagine and dream about the things that we've done together as far as concerts and times that we've had together over the years. It's definitely been something I'll never forget. And again, thank you guys.
What's your favorite AAF memory? Do you have one? A favorite show you played for us? Just, Morgan called last night and told us the story about Longview Farm Studios and John Connolly. So you can't.
Yeah, that's been covered.
Yeah, you can't talk about that one because that one's already covered.
We still had that experience recording Longview was an amazing time for me. Just to be around that energy was great. But, there's so many stories. I don't like to really talk about it that much because I didn't do too well in it, but I did have a good time when we did that softball game against
yes.
with you guys.
We did that at La Lasher Park in Lowell. It was the Seven Dust Dirty Birds versus the Godsmack Chowderheads.
We got tore up from the floor of that thing. I remember sitting on the love seat or love couch. I think it was in the middle of third base or something.
That's right. So for anybody that wasn't at that game, it was a celebrity softball game. We had dancing women were the base coaches. We had a furniture company put a sectional couch in center field, and there were beanbag chairs and like lazy boy recliners along the baselines so that, you know, like while you were out, you know, in the field, you could play shortstop in a recliner.
Right.
And
great.
LJ spent a lot of time in the couch out there.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. We had a blast. And just so many other things that we've done together, Carrie, just, you know, concerts, you know, here and there, and just, you guys have always been really cool and, you know, and always playing the music that people want to hear. And that's something that I have to take my hats off to you for.
Remember when you guys were recording Home at Longview and I pulled some strings and got a bunch of Red Sox tickets, and did you go to that Red Sox game with all of us?
No, I didn't go to that game. I think that, you know, Morgan and more than that.
Yeah, so I went up to the recording studio to pick him up, and Morgan, who we talked to yesterday, is a diehard Yankees fan. And he comes downstairs dressed head to toe in Yankees gear, and I was like, dude, you can't wear that crap to Fenway. And we were sitting out in the center field bleachers at Fenway, and you have to, like, go downstairs to go under the bleachers to go get a beer. And Morgan was like, all right, I'm up. I'm going to get the beers. And he had a Yankees hat on backwards, like he would always wear it. And as he's walking down the stairs, one of the bleacher creatures at Fenway yells, hey, Yankees fan, I'm going to F you in the... And screamed at him. Morgan turned around, white-faced, looked at me and goes, am I going to die?
Yep.
And I was like, I told you not to wear that stupid Yankees stuff, you idiot.
That's funny. Wow, so many good times. It's crazy that the station is not going to be anymore. So y'all make sure you make the best of it today and play all that good music. It was so funny to hear the Nixons. We used to tour with those guys.
No way, really?
We toured with the Nixons. What was it? We did a tour, the Roar Tour, with the Nixons. And then Seven Dust, we would play all over the place just with Seven Dust and the Nixons. I love those guys.
Well, you're talking about making our last day on WAF count and you know, going out with a bang. So you and I have something we need to settle up.
Absolutely.
Back in the day, you were like our house band. You used to come up to the studio all the time. And you know, you've always been a very fit gentleman, LeJean. And you and I had always had an agreement that one day, one glorious day, I was going to get to eat a full Thanksgiving dinner off of your abs.
And that, okay, listen.
That day has not come yet, LJ.
Okay, I'm still down with my wife's covering her mouth right now. Just laughter. I don't know if that may be to the fact that you'll be eating on an old, old tray of abs. There might be a couple of gray hairs. That's not a good visual fit.
There's something in my stuffing.
Wait a second. Take this back.
But that was a running joke between you and I for how many years, dude? Seriously.
For years and years and years. It was great, man. It kept me in shape.
I remember one time we were talking about it on the air, and you were like, all right, let's get real. We need specifics. Are you talking the jelly cranberry sauce or that lumpy homemade stuff? And then you start...
I can't believe you remember that, because I still have an issue with cranberry sauce. You have to get the right kind.
I know!
You got to get the one out of the can.
Yes, LJ. Yes. And you just dump it out of the can. My grandmother just dumped it out of the can on a leaf of lettuce and put it right there on the table. It's all the lines from the can.
Yes.
Absolutely. LJ. That's what you got. That's the best. And I like when you have to squeeze the can a little bit and tap it on the bottom.
You got to shake it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. That's the way to go.
And then you were very concerned with the temperature of the gravy, that it can't be too hot.
That's true, because then if we did that last, and it was too hot, then I would jump up and everything would fall off.
A lot of thought went into this. Maybe you should use like a tablecloth of some kind. Well, I guess that defeats the purpose.
That defeats the purpose of
the
abs.
Right, for you, Carrie.
Yeah, absolutely. I just snorted. I'm sorry.
Well, LeJean, listen, you know, we've been talking to so many bands that have meant so much, not only to all of us here at WAAF, but the audience of WAAF is just as devastated as we are that our beloved WAAF is gone. And you have been one of those bands that to all of us and to our audience has meant so much over the years. And this has always been a second home. And I really hope you know how much you're loved here.
I just want to let you know I got chill bumps over my whole body, and that hadn't happened in a long time. I want to thank you. And as you were talking, a kind of Rolodex in my mind, I just thought about the Wounded Warrior things that we did with you guys.
You guys took your tour bus and helped us build the first house for homes for our troops down in Middleborough.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. Absolutely. I remember the paintball experience that we had. I mean, just so many things that started going through my mind. And I just once again want to thank you. I don't think a radio station out there has ever been so involved and made us feel such like family. And I think that goes, I can say that for all the bands that have come through there. You guys have been incredible. And again, thank you very much from the bottom of my heart.
You guys have always been really special with us, and you know, above and beyond the radio station relationship with the artists, you know, we became genuine friends and family over the years, and we've all been through so much personally and professionally, and yet every time, you know, we see each other, it's like we saw each other yesterday. So, you know, that's still going to be there the next time you guys come to town.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you again, my sister, and everyone there that has kept that place afloat. Congratulations to doing an incredible job. And I think you can definitely leave with your heads held high, because something even bigger, I'm sure, will come around. You know what I'm saying, you guys?
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much. You know, Morgan said this yesterday. I'm paraphrasing, but it's like Seven Dust fans and AAF listeners. It's like
one in the same. Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
You know, and it's been great with you guys over the years, all the gigs
absolutely.
And all the good times. And
if we need to come down there with a tour bus and a trailer and do a pirate radio station, I'm there. What's up?
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Now you are talking.
Old school. We'll make it happen. I'll bring three antennas. We'll do something.
Just bring the cranberry sauce, my love.
Yeah.
I love you guys. Hey, y'all have a beautiful day. And tell everyone I said hello that calls in. And just make the most of it, y'all. And thank you again for everything and rocking for so many years. And it's nothing that'll leave. It's contagious. You guys are contagious. It's going to always be around and always talked about. So we'll see you soon.
Thanks, LJ.
Thank you, LJ.
Man.
We love you.
I love you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.